Hey, what it is, everybody? It's your boy, Lloyd Prince Mosey. Welcome to the Prince Mosey Podcast. We are back with episode 3. Not really sure how long this episode is going to be. I'm getting ready for work right now. But I just wanted to go with it or whatever. I'm letting y'all into my regular everyday life. I'll walk to work. Y'all already know what it is. We're going to pray in a minute. But yeah, y'all get tuned in. This is Prince Mosey Podcast. Yeah. Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. How's everybody doing today? Welcome. Clap, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Prince Mosey Podcast. It's been a couple weeks, man. Kind of just been having a little stuff going on or whatever. I just doing my thing or whatever. It's not really nothing bad, and that's why I ain't been able to reach out or whatever, but just been having a lot going on. And now we're back with the Prince Mosey Podcast, episode 3. It's called Spending Time with God. Spending time with the Lord and, you know, fellowshipping with him. And I just wanted to give some quick pointers or whatever before I go to work, because I'm about to head to work. Thank you. I'm about to give some quick pointers on why it's so important. Check my teeth. You know, why it's so important for us to spend time with God or whatever. You know, for one, he's our Lord. For one, he's our Savior. You know, for the biggest facts is, you know, it's that he loves us and that he wants to have a connection with us or whatever. Those things are very important to why we should have a strong bond with them and communicate with them or whatever. Also, I was talking to my little brother last night, and this is one of the main keys, I feel like, as to why we must have a relationship with them, is because Jesus has taken the keys to your entire being and hid them within himself. Meaning, you can never fully be aware of who you truly are in this earth until you get closer to Jesus. Because he hid the keys of your true destiny or personality or character. He took it and hid it within his own coat. So the only way to get those keys is to go to him and to ask for it. And you'll start to figure out who you truly are. I've been blessed. If y'all don't know, I have a radio show coming out. I got approved for. It's going to be World Beaters Radio. I can start it any day now that I want to, but I'm being really patient like I was with this podcast. Just because, you know, I got other expenses and stuff. You know, I like buying shoes or whatever. And, you know, food and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to be patient, and I'll do it in the right time, you know. But I definitely encourage y'all to tune into my radio show when it comes, because I'm going to take live callers, and I'm going to play some of my favorite Christian music, and we're going to have spiritual conversation, kind of like we do here, but it'll be different, I guess. I don't know in what way yet, but I'm just let it all just flow with them. But, yeah, I'm just talking as I get ready to go to work, but, yeah, spending time with God, and there's different ways of doing so, you know. It's more than one way to spend time with God. One of the main ways is, I guess, just reading your Bible. That's a very huge aspect of not only Christianity, but being in fellowship with God. Going to church is one way. I mean, these are obvious things, but no, I'm not. Shut up. Yeah, but going to church, listening to inspirational things on your phone or whatever, like, those things are always good, you know. A lot of people would say anything positive, anything positive. I think it's deeper than just anything positive. That's too broad. And anything positive could be anything. Like, you know, it's a difference in this world between just anything positive and anything Jesus. Like, I feel like a lot of people try to use this thing where they say, oh, I'm positive, and they think that's God. I don't agree, you know. I'm not here to argue or debate, but I personally just don't agree. Like, I feel like even bad people could be positive, you know, if they choose to be. It's not actually about just being positive. I feel like Christianity is deeper than just being positive. It's not that we're trying to trick ourselves into thinking we're positive, you know. It's the love of Christ and doing his will that makes you want to change and be more positive, really. I feel like, you know, it's just one of them things, you know. I feel like people have a lot of misconceptions about life and about knowledge and esoteric knowledge, and a lot of people try to mix them up and make it into what they want to make it, you know. Not realizing that, you know, I don't feel like the gateway to heaven is that broad. Like, I don't think that you're going to be able to do anything you want to do and get there. I think it's going to be very narrow, and it's going to be very selective, you know? Because that's why Jesus said he is the doorway. He is the way and the life, you know? Because if he didn't feel like that, he wouldn't have said it specifically, like, it's about me, you know? And I feel like people try to make it like, oh, like, you could do this and this and this and this. I mean, pardon me if I beg to differ, you know? But everybody has their opinions, I guess. Hey, I'm out. Me too. Don't rush me, you. Yeah. But yeah, you know, on my way to work now, you know. Hopefully I'm not late, but looks like I might be, you know, so pray for me. But, you know, spending time with God is just very, very important, you know, in our lives as Christians, you know. I make my podcast for everybody, but I feel like I really want to connect to my spiritual brothers and sisters more so than anybody, because I want them to know, like, we are connected through Christ, you know. And the world, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of time to try to get the world on Team Jesus, but for now, like, I feel like my biggest mission is for the people who are already on our side. Giving y'all inspiration and words of encouragement to let you know that, you know, we're all in this together and we're all fighting this fight together, and we're all trying to get better together and see Christ, you know. So it's just one of those things, you know. So my podcast is always open to new listeners, but I definitely want people who have a walk with God already, you know, to tune in. And even people who have a walk but they struggling in their walk and they're still trying to find themselves. Because nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. I still make mistakes. It's still stuff that I'm learning every day, you know. But it's more so about consistency, I feel like. And that's why spending time with God has got to be consistent, you know. Don't you always hate those relatives that only call you when they need them? Like, as a Christian, I feel like we go through these phases, like, a lot. These phases where it's like we only call God when we in jail, or we ain't got no money, or
whatever. Like, it's just always situations where we're in a compromised position to where we don't have a choice but to call on God. Even non-believers do that, you know? So that's what I wanted to bring to my fellow brothers and sisters' attention today. Even the non-believers can do, like, they do that. When they get in a bad position, they can call on God. So how can we say we're true believers if we're resembling them? We only call him when we need him. It should be an everyday thing. It should be a consistent longing, you know? And the more that you do this, the more he'll show you things about yourself. Like I told you, he has the keys to you. He knows everything about himself. He knows everything about God. He has the keys to you knowing who you are. The more you get to know him, the more you get to know yourself. And a lot of times we don't realize why we're going through stuff that we go through or why things are going the way that they're going. It's because we have a lack of self-knowledge. Because we have a lack of Jesus knowledge. And it's one thing about me that, you know, I'm not here to debate with non-believers about my faith. But one thing about it is that I'm like the prophets of old, because I'm just like, I'll prove that my God is real. I don't have to go back and forth with you and debate. Like, I'll beat you at whatever you do and show you that my God is really for me. Like, and a lot of people don't like to hear this type of talk. A lot of people take it out of context, but like, who am I to deny who I am, you know, and what God has placed in me? Like one thing that I feel like I'm past the point of in my life is compromising myself or, you know, what I believe in. At this point, my faith is strong. I'm not completely to the point where I feel like I'm going to end the journey yet. But at this very point, I feel like I'm in a good position with it. I trust God a lot, and I believe in him a lot. And I know that he has something special for my life, you know? And I'm gonna keep leaning on him for my wisdom and, like, you know, everything about my life, I depend on God for it. My cousin just went to rehab. I'm proud of her. You know, I know that was a big step for her. And, you know, hey, how you doing? That's just step one of the fight. You know, that's just step one of the journey into her new beginning. And I pray for her, and I pray for her full strength, that she can make it through, because I've went through everything. I went through homelessness and people turned their back on me, whether like it was right or not. Like, I know it was God trying to bring me closer to him now, but I still went through it. I went through drugs, like, and God always had something better for me. So I just wanted to come to y'all today and talk about spending time with God. And I hope this message inspired you. How you doing? In some type of way. I'm at work now, so I'm going to get off of here. But y'all have a blessed day. And may God be with you. And may he watch over you and protect you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Welcome back. Good morning. Hope everybody's having a blessed morning. It's your boy, Lord Prince Mosey, Prince Mosey Podcast. I've been saying I was going to have this episode coming for a good minute. I just been kind of busy down, just going through stuff. And, you know, I felt like finally today I got back to the point where I got my relationship back on. Not even just the right track. I went deeper with it. I just feel ready. I'm just going to pray for this segment, Lord. Just give me the words. Tell your people what you want them to hear. And speak through me, Lord. I'm just special for you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, today we're going to talk about the Lord is in control.
And this is something that I'm finding out more and more every day. I feel like I've gotten brainwashed into believing that just because everybody else is doing something a certain way, that in order for me to be successful or to make it to my destiny, I have to do it that way. Because that's the blueprint that's been laid before me. And I'm starting to realize, like, the Lord is in control of my life. And anything that's for me, he's going to make it happen, no matter what. The point for me is to be closer to him and to seek his face more. I mean, I really don't have much to go into with this one. It's just that the main thing that I wanted to say was to trust God and know that no matter what, he's got your back for those who love him. And he's going to lead you to all your dreams and to your destiny and to his perfect will. It's not easy. I still get a little discouraged sometimes. I still get a little down sometimes. I still feel like Satan tries to take my mind at times. But my love for God always leads me back to peace. And I'm not nearby where I feel like I'm going to be. But I have a focal point of where I feel like I can be. And I thank God for my life. And I thank him for choosing me to be one of his own and to bring his message. For anybody who's going through anything out there, for anybody who has their doubts, who don't know, God is in control. He's never going to leave us. He's always going to be there for us. He's always going to take care of his children. We have to live in love and every day live to seek him out and be closer to him. And he'll show us the truth, the true truth, not what we've been taught and indoctrinated. He's trying to take his people to another level now, to where we seek his face and he turns the reality into his. And it might not make sense right now what I'm saying, because maybe 2 or 3 hours ago it wouldn't have made sense for me. I wouldn't have even understood what I'm saying. But he spoke to me and he let me know, came in like, I'm in control of everything. Just do my will. And my will for you is to get closer to me. So that when I send you on this mission, you will know. So, for all of you out there that listen to the podcast, I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you hear something that makes you want to get closer to God and makes you want to seek his face more, because he's real and he's great and abundant in grace and mercy. He forgives us a lot. But there are certain things that we have to cut out of our lives and we have to sacrifice if we want to be the perfect vessels for him. And that's what I'm starting to realize. It's certain stuff I have to cut out because I have to keep my image holy. And it isn't about an image to the world, it's about an image for him. I have to actually be who he wants me to be to succeed on my journey, to keep my head up and be strong, to hear his voice, to be able to discern good from evil. But my message today was the Lord is in control. And I just want y'all to know that it's been that way since the beginning of time. He's in control and he always will be in control. But on a lighter note, I have a new radio show coming. Maybe next week or something like that, I'll announce it on the podcast. It's called World Beaters Radio. pretty much I'm going to be playing songs from my favorite Christian artists and, you know, just having talks with people. I mean, I might talk about some stuff that, you know, just games I like or, you know, stuff like that, but it's the main focus is Jesus. This is World Beaters Radio. This is a spiritual radio station where we hear about the word of God and we might go into scriptures. I have callers and have people give testimonies and I give my testimony, my wife's testimony, even though on episode one y'all already heard some of my testimony, but I'm definitely going to get more into the word of God and build my relationship with him more and come with more material for y'all. Give y'all something to feed on and to help you grow spiritually and also to cleanse myself as well. So I say have a blessed day. Thank you all for tuning in. Lord, take control. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.